Now, Father, we're thankful tonight for studying your word and going into new territories. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the teacher, who hear things in heaven, who see things in heaven, and he's supposed to tell us and show us what he is seeing. Thank you tonight that we'll grow abundantly, freely. Thank you, a lot of things are changing our lives because of revelation, because of inspiration, illumination of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, your word will come open tonight that we can see, hear, and understand. Thank you for the many, many people around the world that is tuning in with us tonight. May they be spoken to by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe see, it may be a little different tonight. The Lord led me to do something last night. I might do it again tonight because of this, make notes of this, apostolic maturing thing that have been left out. The Lord is implementing them in so the church can move and function as he have designed her to function. For centuries, she have been off track. I know a lot of people would throw a brick at me and say, you know, we've been on track. Yeah, but at large, the believers have not been operating in the miracles and the supernatural and the thing that God really wants you to operate in. And one thing I never did lack is that the church is in the same line with the world. Shouldn't be. You understand that, the kind of language? Shouldn't be, because there's so much power available. So I want you to open your Bibles to Acts chapter 9. And I want you to write this down. Understanding the mysteries of maturing in the fear of the Lord. Maturing in the fear of the Lord. Now I think a lot of things are missed. A lot of prayers are not answered. A lot of conditions are not changed because we don't understand the importance and the blessings and the conditions that comes when one really understands, permit the Holy Spirit to teach them the fear of the Lord. Lord, that word fear can throw you, and we're going to deal with that tonight. But in Acts 9:31, Acts 9:31. After Paul was converted, he'd run the church up and down and doing all kind of thing. And they had gone through a lot of stuff. But the Bible said, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. Churches had rest. Here's what happened to them. And were edified. Here's the next statement. And walking in the fear of the Lord. You see that?
Yes,
class, do you see that?
Yes,
and walking in the fear of the Lord. All right, now, some may think you know what that is, but the Lord want to unfold the revelation of what it means to walk in the fear of the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You see that?
Yes,
and then they say, war multiply. Last two words, war multiply. But notice they were edified, they were built up, they were walking in the fear of the Lord, and if you read it rightly, they were walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Now, hear this and hear this clearly. You cannot walk in the fear of the Lord without walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Or you cannot walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost without walking in the fear of the Lord. Now, that's another scripture. Let me you look at that scripture. Ecclesiastes. Just take your time to 12, and we're going to look at verse 13. And I'll read a statement. This is so important. I want to skip and read something to you. It's so important. There's a lot of prayer that hadn't been answered. There's a lot of people been fooled tonight because they thought I wasn't going to be here. Oh, I didn't mean a minute. A lot of prayer been answered. Amen. They just come out, you know. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Now the Baptist boy always loved this scripture. Look what it says. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. See what it said?
Yes,
what the next two words said?
Fear God.
Fear God and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. That is powerful. Now the next verse will kind of let you know that some wrong fears been taught in the church. I'm going to deal with them. But the 14th verse says, for God shall bring every work into judgment. That's exactly where he will. There's nothing to be afraid about. With every secret thing, nothing to be afraid about. Wherein it be good, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I mean, if you plan on doing what's right, there's nothing to fear about. The Lord will help you, wouldn't he? Did the Lord ever help you in any weakness? Yeah, so you have to understand that. Okay, now, when we talk about studying the fear of the Lord by looking at the fear of the Lord, looking at fears that are not from God, and you have to you sometimes learn what something is when you learn what it's not. So can recognize the difference. So let me give you four fears, four type of fears. That's not the one I'm talking about. Natural fear. Demonic fear. Religious fear. And the fear of man. Slavish, it's one of the same one, but I want to give it to you a different way, in its demonic fear. Slavish or demonic fear, it puts you in a slave mode. Then the fear of man is normal, surely normal fear in the physical realm. And holy fear in the spiritual realm. All right? The course of your life is determined by godly fear. When you're in godly fear, there's some things you're not going to permit in your life. All right? All right, Claire. The fear of God is seldom mentioned in contemporary religion. They don't talk about it. And one of the reasons they're not talking about it, they don't understand it. They don't understand the benefits of it. You know, you hear walking in the fear of the Lord, you say, well, what the night, what benefit? Stop believing God, Santa Claus. That's what you got to do. And grow up and mature and know how to take care of yourself and how to walk in the blessings of God. And the fear of the Lord is one of them. And let me, I might let them put something on the board in a little while, but let me work with this as best as I can. When you hear fear, it produces a negative reaction, doesn't it? But don't let that put you off this subject tonight. Myself, as I studied along with two other gentlemen, I'm convinced both from the study of scriptures and from personal experience that there, now listen closely because you want to hear this, that there is absolutely nothing in all the life of faith that carries with it the greater or more wonderful promises of benefits and blessing than walking in the fear of the Lord. You heard that?
Yes.
You heard how important it is for us to understand the fear of the Lord. It's one of the biggest benefits of walking in faith. Maybe your faith have not been current as it should be because you did not have a revelation of walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost and walking in the fear of the Lord. And that's what these lessons will be about, getting you where you can walk in the fear of the Lord properly and understand what it is. But I love that statement that walking in the fear of the Lord is one of the greatest benefits of my faith. All right, let's find out what is the fear of the Lord. To do that, we're going to explain what the fear of the Lord is not. Some false pictures or impression when you talk about the fear of the Lord got to be cleared up. There are four kinds of fear. Here they are. I told you what they are. Now, that's natural fear. This kind of fear is perfectly natural to all human beings. Roller coaster. Who ever been on a roller coaster? Shoot, I don't trust that thing, boy. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I don't trust them. I don't get on it no more. I went one here with Darnell, because Darnell was my last child. I wanted to know, can I keep up with him, you know? So I went out to Disney World and I rode I told him, they were shocked. I said, I'm going to ride everything out of here. And he got on that roller coaster, man. Yeah, I was praying, man. That thing come off track any minute, you know. But natural fear is to warn and protect us. So that God has got a reason. Natural fear is to warn and protect us. Now, demonic fear, turn to 2 Timothy 1:7. I saw a marvelous revelation there. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Now, that spirit of fear is the demonic fear. God has not given us to be afraid of Satan and afraid of situation that come in our life. But when I was meditating, the Lord said, I'll tell you a secret. The Bible is in Trinity, is in seven. The number seven is complete. And the number 12 in the Bible. I've seen a lot of trinities in the Bible. And here we have love, power, and a sound mind. Love, power, and a sound mind here, it does not say it, but the Holy Ghost said, actually is the fear of the Lord. What contained the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord contained love. The fear of the Lord contained power. And the fear of the Lord contained a stable mind. See, those three things, those threefold things that will accompany when you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you're walking in power, you're walking in love, and you know how much God loves you. And then you have to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, all your soul to walk in the fear of the Lord and love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot walk in the fear of the Lord without love. You see, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so the fear of the Lord is, I love God, I'm going to respect God, I'm going to obey God, no matter what nobody else do or say. My love, my allegiance is to God. And I know how powerful he is. I know how powerful he is, and I respect his power. And so that's when you walk in the fear of the Lord, it's obedience. It's respect. It's honor to God. Now, I believe a lot of people in sin because they don't have it.
Yes, sir.
They don't have that fear. It's not a scary fear. It's a reverential fear. Yes, and so I've been walking in it 47 years. I know it. See, then that's what Joseph said when that lady tried to get him to sin. He said, I can't do this against God. That was a fear of the Lord statement.
Yes, sir.
See, and I believe people now, church, we're going to mature because I believe Christians can do anything because they don't have the fear of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
They don't know how mighty, how great he is, how powerful he is, and how much he loves them and how much he has done for them. And so they just go like anybody, regular person. So we don't need to be under the depression of the spirit of fear, demonic fear, worrying that something's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen unless you keep worrying about it and attract it to yourself. So that's an evil spirit behind it. Let me see, can I see it better over here? Because I told them, girls, y'all probably won't be able to keep up with me tonight. Maturing in the fear of the Lord. The Bible declares the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of understanding. Notice with me in Proverbs 34:9. Just let me bump around a little bit a minute here, because this subject is so important. Proverbs 34:9. I want you to see something here. Y'all can't get it back there? I'll have to go to Bessie. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Might not be no such scripture. Don't have no 34 chapter. Psalm 34:9. That'll work better. No wonder y'all were so quiet. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, my man of God trying to put another chapter in the Bible. Psalm 34:9. You see, the enemy don't want me to teach this. And he want me to go on and get a good anointing and get y'all all riled up, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm just gonna tarry. I already feel his presence. I'm just gonna tarry until we get some insight about this, and we'll be at a greater dimension in the spirit when we finish. All right, Psalm 34:9. Psalm 34:9. Thank you, Lord. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. Good God Almighty. Look what he says next. That's not important. For there's no want to them that fear him. You want to know more about the subject?
Yeah.
There's no want to those that fear him. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The 11th voice. Look at the 11th voice. You got your shouting clothes on? Look at the 11th voice. Look at the 11th voice. We'll start off a little slow, but hold on. Look at the 11th voice. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So there it is. To walk in the fear of the Lord, you have to be taught the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is obedience. The fear of the Lord is reverence to the Lord. Respect. The Holy Ghost will have to give it. You just can't say, I got the fear of the Lord. You ain't got nothing. The Holy Ghost will have to give it to you. And I'm expecting the Holy Ghost to give you a dose tonight. As I just walk through it, and it says you should not want for no good thing. Now, can I tell you the whole truth? I'm walking in it. Joy surrounds me everywhere I go. And it's for every believer. But you have to be trained to walk in the fear of the Lord. All right, let me take you a little further here. Let's look at something else now. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 29. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So that means the fear of the Lord is the choice. I choose to respect him. I choose to love him more than anybody else. I choose to love him more than anything else. That's a choice you got to make. And then he'll give you the desire of your heart. Are you following me? So the Old Testament presented the fear of the Lord as both a choice and a gift of God imparted by the Spirit. Don't miss that. Listen to what it says now. And the Old Testament present the fear of the Lord as both a choice and a gift of God imparted by the Spirit. Now you got your shouting clothes on, right? All right, turn to Isaiah. Isaiah, turn to Isaiah, chapter 11. So some of the things that you have not been able to get to is coming to you tonight. It's an aspect of life that is not touching much in the body of Christ. It don't even sound like but it said the church had rest. Because it was edified, walking in the fear of the Lord. and walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You see, reverential fear puts you in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. If you all that, you're not going to get in the comfort of the Holy Ghost because you think you got it. You see, you're ego and an echo. That's what you are. But a person who really got a word from the Lord walks in the fear of the Holy Ghost and walk in the fear of the Holy Ghost, walk in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, walk in the fear of the Holy Ghost. And the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and the two balance life off, and then you won't act up when you're not supposed to act up. See, you just can't say, I'm a Christian, I ain't gonna do that. No, you're gonna do it. But once you got a revelation, the Lord will reveal himself to you, and you respect him, and you want to honor him, and you want to obey him, then you're walking in the fear of the Lord, and you're walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and you're walking and you don't have no want. The reason many families not blessed, they're not walking in the fear of the Lord. The leader's not walking in the fear of the Lord. I'll get to that after a while. If the head of the house not walking in the fear of the Lord, the whole house get messed up. There's a lot of blessing God want to pour on families and on lives. But if they don't have that fear of the Lord nor understand what it is, he can't give it to them because he can't trust them. I'll just go on and say it this way. I'm scared to mess up. I know too much about him. And I know he have to judge. And I also know he's a good God. He won't hold nothing back from me that's good for me. So I don't have to dishonor him. I just walk with him and stay in my place. Something's been missed in this room because of not knowing how to walk in the fear of the Lord. And that's what I'm going to try to take it further and further so you can see it, because we need to see it. I say we need to see it. We need to. I'll shout by myself in a few minutes. See, because you have to, thank you, Holy Ghost, because you have to understand what the Lord is showing us tonight. Yeah, he says it's not natural fear. It's the fear of the Lord. And so it's not a negative word. It's just something that needs to be understood. Your faith is not working as much as it should work because you're not understanding the fear of the Lord. How to reverend him. You know the first commandment? I should put no other God before me. One translation said, put no other God beside me. There's no equal. Now, this materialistic church have made some things their God. The more blessed they get, the more contrary they are. Because they think they got it. They think they got it made. Now they got a car and a nice house. And so they wouldn't. That's not my God. Yeah, but you're at home Wednesday, Tuesday night. You're not here. I mean, all of them going to be here Sunday. Who God tonight? Oh, don't look at me like that. Who they God tonight? Y'all, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all look at me like this. Somebody, don't be saying, the devil said. It's something you're putting before God. He who, every member, I want them to hear me now. It's watching television. It's something you're putting before God. So you don't have the fear of the Lord in you. That's why your faith is not fortified. And you might be here and not here. Now, you're just like them. Yeah, as a duty. No, there's no duty. It's God. You thought you were going to get away with that. Now. You said, well, I'm glad I didn't stay home. I'm talking to you, too. You might not be here. You ain't fooling me. You might not be here. Now, don't miss this what we're about to read now. Don't miss this because of the powerful revelation that I want you to get in Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. You know that's Jesus. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. Here we go. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That's one. The spirit of wisdom, that's two. The spirit of understanding, that's three. The spirit of counsel, that's four. The spirit of might, that's five. The spirit of knowledge, that's six, right?
Yes, sir.
And, wait a minute now, you haven't seen it. Watch what happened now. Watch what happened. All of those produce the fear of the Lord. Look at the next verse. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Go back up and read it now. Go back up and read it and see it. He talked about the spirit of wisdom, but he said the fear of the Lord is where they were headed.
Amen. Wow.
So if you're really walking in wisdom, true wisdom, you're going to walk in respect to God in everything and keep him first and let nothing be equal with God.
Amen.
When your faith see that, everything start coming to you. Everything start working out for you. Because you're in the right place. See, people have a tendency to think they come here for me. Said, I can't get you to heaven. I can't do nothing for you. But you see what I'm saying? Oh, they come to church. But when a person fall in love with God and start walking in the fear of God, I'm here because God has something to say to me. That person get what they need. That person is not a complainer. That person is not doing without. Let's change, children. Let's give all the glory to God.
Yes,
yeah, I'm here because it's my right to be here.
Yes,
I'm supposed to be here.
Yes.
But notice there in the 11th chapter of Isaiah, it talks about Jesus. And one of the characteristics that Jesus had, he walked in the fear of the Lord. He respected his Father.
Yes.
And the Father kept on blessing him.
Yes.
But you notice that they add up. They're different, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the various ones. Look at them. There's six or seven of them.
Amen.
And they are all leading to the spirit of the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
Can you see that?
Amen.
Because if you didn't see it in the second voice, it took you to the third voice, and it said it again. We must pause here. We must see this. You must see this. Listen. And verse 2, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, right? And the spirit of wisdom and understand, the spirit of counsel, and might, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. Then verse 3, take it up again. And shall make him of quick understanding. See, it didn't. And make him of quick understanding in wisdom? No. No, in might? No. In knowledge? No. In the fear of the Lord. So it was a buildup there. The buildup that the fear of the Lord is maximized there. Person can have wisdom, no fear of the Lord. Person can have some understanding, Bible lessons, have chapters and verses, memorize them, but they don't have the fear of the Lord. If you have the fear of the Lord, you respect all the Lord's purposes and plans, what God put out for the church. You walk in the fear of the Lord, nobody got to tell you don't sin. See, now that the religious made fear is what hurt us, why man had us hanging over hell. If you mess up, you know, you mess up, and they preach about sin every Sunday, never teach you nothing, just talk about who going to hell and who missed it, and all down the street, all up in the barroom, and somehow I come here to hear Jesus, man, I've been in the barroom, that's where I came from. But there's a false fear there. That's a false fear. If you do this, this is going to happen to you. See? That hanging over your head. That's false fear. That's religious fear. Real fear is a revelation. Real fear has to be taught you by the Holy Ghost. But religiously, and I know y'all all ain't come from this church. I know you sit in my church and they start preaching about hell and how hot it is and you're hanging over it. And you know, people, that'll scare the hell out of you. How many of y'all been through that? I've been through it. I preached it. Until I started learning better that the Lord wanted me to reveal him to his people, that they walk with him because they love him. Not because you got a gun pointing toward them or hell, had them hanging over hell with a rope with six thread and five of them broke out and they had one more hanging, you know. No, no, no. That's why, you know, I tell people you got to do what's right.
Yes, sir.
But you can't do it on your own. See. Now, I want you to see this now, that Jesus was operating in the fear of the Lord. You see that? All right, stick with me, class, a minute. Here's another thing about the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord requires a knowledge of the Holy One that regards him with holy awe and reverence, and honor God as God because of his great glory, holiness, majesty, and power. Let's go to Proverbs 9. A lot of scriptures where we've got to go to them. I don't care nothing about your goosebump or nothing tonight. Because we've been goosebump broke. Goosebump sick. Yeah. Goosebump broke. Boy, I ain't never heard that one. Now, Heko Talamasha. I had her. Yeah, all right, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. There in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Let's read this together, class. You ready? Let me see your Bible. Don't hold up my iPad. Oh, y'all pretty good up here tonight. All right, y'all good. All right. Y'all know I was going to do that one day. Y'all yeah, be ready for him, you know. I'm just trying to keep it rolling. The fear, come on, let's read 10.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Up. It's the beginning. In other words, you're not wise. You are not functioning in wisdom. You're just speaking a lot of paragraph and a lot of good words. Because you can't operate in wisdom unless the fear of the Lord is present. It's the beginning of wisdom. Yeah, it's not the end of wisdom, it's the beginning of wisdom. It's not in between wisdom, it's the beginning of wisdom. You know, I just said outright, let the heaven record this. The fear of the Lord will stop you from being a fool. And it will stop somebody from fooling you. Leading you astray, because you'll be able to take the checks of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost always check us when somebody's trying to deceive us. But if you don't have no wisdom, you can't get the check. Glory to God. Everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, here and around the world, you're standing on the bridge of going somewhere you've never been before. That's why I'm taking my time. That's why I'm reading it from around, you know. But I need you to hear this. I need to hear it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So you're not wise until you reverence, you honor God for who he is, just for who he is. Not for what you can get, not for none, just who he is. I love you, God, for who you are. All by yourself. He better never catch you doing that. I said, he better never catch you doing that. I said, God, you better never get that, because you're not going to be able to handle it. He'll run your cup over. He'll run your life over. So just what the enemy wants you to believe tonight, he don't want you to hear this message. He don't want to let the Holy Spirit work with you with this. But this is the beginning of wisdom. So somebody's got to back and catch it. Read verse 10 again. Wow. Philippians chapter 2 in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 2, Don't none of y'all call me tomorrow. Tomorrow my only day off this week. Be healed. You know if you need me in the car, I just want to mess with you a little bit. But you ought to stay well. Stay blessed. Yeah, I got a busy week this week. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my prison only, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now the passion, y'all, can y'all put the passion up there for me, the passion translation? My beloved one, just like you have always listened to everything I've taught you in the past, I'm asking you now to keep following my instruction as though I was right there with you. Now you must continue to make this new life fully manifested as you live in the holy awe of God, which bring you trembling into his presence. The fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord bring you into God's presence. Are you following me? Here's an example of the fear of the Lord. When the Israelite at Mount Sinai saw God manifest himself through thunders and lightning and a thick cloud upon the mount and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, they all trembled in fear. We're putting your note, Exodus 19 and 16, and begged Moses to speak to God, speak God's message rather than that God addressing them himself. Fear the Lord. Exodus 20, 18 through 19. And let me take you somewhere now. Glory, glory, glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Let me show you about your family. Let me show you how to change your household. Look in Psalm 128. Psalm 128. I'm just about to close. I'm serious. Why not? Probably about a half hour, Junior. How many? Yeah, 5 minutes longer than I was planning on going. I've seen men preach messages in 10 minutes. Clear and get a lot of information in. But the Holy Ghost will help them, you see. The Holy Ghost will help them. Glory to God. You in Psalm 128?
Huh?
We're going to see some things there now. I'm going to show you some things out of that. Can I show you something?
Yes,
hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is going to help us catch this. This has been a missing ingredient in the body of Christ. Notice the first verse in that psalm. Now, it's going to talk about the whole family. It's going to talk about your grandchildren in that. What fear would do. It's going to talk about your wife. What fear would do. Children are going to have their legs under your table with respect and honor. Again, I say I'm living that. The word did it. Every Sunday, our whole family sat at my table with their leg under the table with reverential respect for Carol and I. Adoration, that don't just happen. That just don't happen. My boys don't talk back to me. They don't play. One of them one time was off key and said something, and he never forgot it. Because I don't play that. See, people, children all out of control. How they got out of control? It's something you didn't teach them. Now, y'all got these young children now. Y'all better teach them children something. Then letting them let the phone babysit them. And them little computers babysitting them children. Y'all better quit that mess. You're going to end up with a beast. Train those children. Make them pray. Read the scripture to them. Tell them, shut up. Don't let them talk back to you. I wish somebody would come to my house talking about the police come get me because I hit somebody. I wish you would. I'll hit him. I'll jump on the police. That's crazy, man. You gotta discipline these children. And one lady told me, y'all just talk to them. You can't talk to them. You gotta whoop their tails. You gotta do what you need to do. Television off. It's off. How many of y'all pray at your house? How many of y'all make them children read scripture? To mama, you old fashioned. You better. And my children had a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun. We let them play it around. They had fun. But when it comes down to the word, they was on the word. Y'all think I had my children on their knees all day long reading the Bible? Leroy wasn't brought up like that. But he brought up to have enough respect. Hey, the glory, I'm talking about God now. The word did it. I got three sons. I travel sometimes 2-3 times a month. One time I'm traveling almost every week. They go with me. They never grumble one time. Never said, oh, man, I don't feel like going now. Daddy, I can't make it. Never grumble. They're ready to go Thursday. Been like that. From this psalm. I'm trying to tell you something. From this psalm. You got it? All right, let's go. Blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Now notice three things now. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hand, number one. Number two, happy shall thy be. And then the third, and it shall be well with thee. That's the fear of the Lord. Then it says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the size of thine house. Thy children like olive plant round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that fears the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem. Now you get your reading the translation there, that's talking about prosperity. Anytime you talk about Jerusalem, you're talking about prosperity. So when he says, see the good of Jerusalem, see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of thy life, yeah, thou shalt see thy children's children. You see that? All that came from the fear of the Lord. How you start talking about the fear of the Lord, right? Respect, awe, reverence for God, not putting something else ahead of God, you know? No. You see, this old-fashioned mess. Y'all let them children talk about, that's an old-fashioned mama. Shut your tail. Sit down, boy. There's nothing old-fashioned about this. Get on your knees. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. See, you think you're going to lose your children, but you're losing them by being too cool with them. Yeah. You follow what I'm saying? And so we can turn this around as the fear of the Lord. The real fear of the Lord will make you cause that kid to do what's right. You love them. I'm glad I reared my children. They're not perfect, but I'm glad Carol and I reared them in the admonishment of the Lord. We took vacation many years going to camp meeting. Not Disney World. Now we go to Disney World now, and, you know, I get a big house for them. Run around to 18 rooms. Let's run around in there. Now, I mean, God, that's camp from the fear of the Lord. So, ooh, what you worried about? You never read about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all them boys? If you do it right, it'll come out right. Yeah. Psalm 115:11. You can't say I didn't use the Bible. He that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he is their help and their shield. He's their help. Psalm 115:11. The fear of the Lord produces in God people a confident hope and trust in him. Hmm. God's love and mercy is for them that fear him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's see. Let's look at one or two things before I close here. Let's look at the reason of the fear of the Lord. Number one, we should fear the Lord because of his authority as the creator of all things and people. Look at Psalm 33, verse 6. We should fear the Lord because of his authority as the creator of all things and people. Psalm 33, 6, by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord were the heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Go to the next verse. Go to the 7th verse. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the depth in storehouses. Go to the next verse. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. He's telling you what he do. Go to the next verse. Just tell you what he's doing. For he spake. And it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. See, you can awe somebody like that. You're not messing with somebody who don't have no power. See, you give him respect. The more you know about the Lord, the better you can serve him. Now, the fact that God's awesome authority and power continue to be exercised over the elements of creation and over the human race is sufficient cause of fearing him. Write these scriptures down. I don't know if I'm going to go to either one. Exodus 20, 18 through 20. Ecclesiastes 3, 14. John 1, 11 and 16. And Mark 4, 39, 41. Everything obey God. See, he created it, and he's still over it. He still ruled. He still reigned.
Yes, sir.
Revelation chapter 15, verse 4. I'm going to try to find a jumping off place here. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You know, I would say your answer's in this room tonight. You see, there's some things you want to quit. You can't quit yourself. But as you recognize him as the creator, and you want to give him respect, and you know no way you can go, he's not there. And you know he's not out to catch you. He's out to help you. God is a good God. Say it.
God is a good God.
Yeah, he want me to be blessed. He want me to live long. He want me to have happiness. He want me to have joy. He want to give me the desire of my heart. He's a good God. Oh, my goodness. That's the way you got to see him. See, we're not talking about fearing like a baboon coming out the woods. No, we talking about fearing on the other side of the coin. Fearing because he's a good God. Fearing because he's in control. Fearing because of his authority. Fearing because I know he can do anything. Nothing can take me out. I'm walking in the fear of the Lord. I'm walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. Nothing can take me out. It may act like it's going to take me out, but it can't take me out. See, I walk with respect for God. That's why I treat other people right. Do unto others as you would have them. You see, all the prophets and all the law hanging on the fact that you love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. All, anything, any prophetic insight, any spiritual law, all spiritual laws hang on that. But we've had so much play church, and we've had so much religion, and When the real thing come along, people call it a cult because they never saw the real thing. You fighting that man. No, I'm fighting the man. You can't let these religious folks talk to you and tell you you going to church too much. I heard that man tell y'all, praise the Lord. I heard the man tell y'all, fall on the floor, son. All y'all was on the floor. Yeah, you don't know what I got while I was on that floor either. We're following the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to hold back because it looked like something wrong. I'm not going to leave here and go home and get my behind whooped with God stand on me because I didn't do what he told me to do for you to save face. He told me 3 times. I ain't going to that office. Somebody going to get on their face here. Somebody going to fall. I was in Richmond, and the power of God, we danced for an hour and something, you know. And they were dancing, and people were falling out, and I fell out. And my son said, help Daddy. I said, man, I fell out on purpose. I'm in control. He's trying to pick me up. I went down because everybody else was going, I ain't missing nothing. I went down. I fell on the floor, too. Everybody else going down. It's something I'm missing, so I'm getting down there with them. Hallelujah.
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 Shh. Hallelujah. Revelation 15:4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee. For thy judgment are made manifest. Hallelujah. Praise his name. He make provision for our daily needs. Psalm 34:9. Hurry, children. I feel the Holy Ghost coming. I need to close. Psalm 34:9. Oh, fear the Lord, Jesus said, for there's no want of them to fear him. No, we read that, right? Psalm 111, verse 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 111, verse 5. Can you find it? He has given meat unto them that fear him. You know what that means? He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. In other words, meat means he'll provide your need. He'll provide everything you desire. Yeah, Those who fear the Lord know it should be well with them that fear God, regardless of what happened in the world around them. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, thank you, Lord. You getting anything out of this? Amen. See, you can't be a feeling preacher. You turn out to be a feeling preacher, just feeling. You got to feel like the Lord moving. And the lady said, I don't know what you're feeling. There in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, you there?
Yes,
verse 12. Though a sinner do evil and 100 times, and his days be prolonged, Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. You see it? But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he fears not before God. Very important. Quickly now, write these things down. I'm going to go like a machine gun in a few minutes. I had this laser because I started to put some stuff on the board. My daughter said, make sure that thing ain't red. You know, make sure it ain't red, because that's what the guns have red on, you know. Make sure. She said, Daddy, keep it green. I said, I got it, baby, keep it green. Now, here's some benefit I want you to have before you leave. The fear of the Lord enable us to obey God even in the most difficult time. Here's an A and B under that. Abraham test when he was asked to offer his only son back to God as a sacrifice, slain on an altar. He did it because he feared the Lord. Fearing the Lord is equivalent to being delighting in his command and following his precept. I didn't even give you the scriptures there. I'm not. Number two, the fear of the Lord move us to say no to sin and depart from evil. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 3:7, Proverbs 8:13, Proverbs 16:6 enable us. Come on, let me spit the other one out to you. The things that the fear of the Lord do for you. Anyone who is content to live a life of wickedness does do because there is no fear of God before his eyes. Psalm 36, 1 through 4. The fear of the Lord manifests itself in a wholesome dread of God, holy displeasure and wrath. I won't get tired of that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. An important reference is that believers should teach their children to fear the Lord by training them to hate sin and love God's righteous command. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10. Turn there quickly. Deuteronomy 4:10. Let's see what it says there. Whew. I gotta find a jumping off place here now. Especially the day that thou stood before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. And I told you Deuteronomy 6:1-2 and 6:9. All right, I'm going. I'm going next statement. Write the best way you can. Teaching children to fear the Lord is a critical first step. The fear of the Lord provides the necessary perspective for God's people to reverence and honor him and worship him with their whole being. That's Exodus 23, I have no other God before me. If we truly fear God, we will glorify him as the Lord. I like this part. The fear of the Lord has a sanctifying effect on God's people. Just as there's a sanctifying effect in the truth of God's word, so there's a sanctifying effect in the fear of God. John 17:17. Two more I'm going to give you. The fear of the Lord causes us to serve God with a sober, single-mindedness that enables us by faith to enter in God's promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, Hebrews 4, 1, Hebrews 11 and 7. And here's the last one that I'm going to give you. And if the text we started off with, Acts 9:31, I'm going to say something about it. Remember what Acts 9:31 said? Go back to Acts 9:31. I'm going to make a statement here. That's the text I open up with. You know, walking in the fear of the Lord, comfort of the Holy Ghost, built up and multiplied. He who walk in the fear of the Lord put himself in a multiplying position. The fear of the Lord is accompanied by assurance. You got it? And unspeakable comfort for God's people. The New Testament directly linked the fear of the Lord with the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. So when you walk in the fear of the Lord, the encouragement of the Holy Spirit is always with you, because, see, when you walk in the fear of the Lord, you're walking holy. And the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit see holy, he become a companion with you. See, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, nobody just won't practice sin. But if they don't know the fear of the Lord, they don't know the awesomeness of God, that he's everywhere. He's everywhere. But he's a good God. Isn't he a good God? How many of y'all know he's a good God? How many of y'all want to respect the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your mind and soul? Well, the Holy Spirit will help you if you want to walk in the fear of the Lord. You know, be still and know I'm God. Now, there's something that you've been praying about, some things you needed to change. If you listen tonight, you can get it changed now. See. You can get it changed. Somebody you've been praying for, you go to that 128 Psalm and read it over and over again till it get in your spirit, and the Lord will change it. Amen?
Amen.
Well, lift your hand and praise God. That's enough. I did a lot of reading tonight because I wanted to get that to you, but I wanted to get it to you. You should be motivated to obey God now and walk in perfect peace. Now, you see, I like to minister because, see, I know it works. I was preaching with Creflo Dollar and John Avezzini and Marcus Bishop. And so we would go, they had somebody serve us for lunch every day. We'd go in the cafeteria there. Truffalo got a large ministry over there. And we got in the room, and they asked me, how you got your family like that? I didn't do it. The Word did it. And they asked me, said, would you write a book on it? Write a book so other people can know what you did, man. Well, the Lord never led me to write a book. One of my best friends, Jesse Duplantis, he said, man, one thing about you, I'd like to be around you and your family. He said, your family love you, man. He said, but see, the Word did it. I'm just trying to tell you the Word did it. I'm bragging on the Word. I ain't bragging on Leroy Jr. or Shauna, but I'm just telling you what the Word will do. So what I'm teaching you is experiential.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I know it worked.
Yes, sir.
Because it worked for me. You see what I'm saying? So you have no excuse. None. Anything that needs to be turned around, you can turn it around now. Yeah, don't cry over the last week and last year. Just take it now and ask God to help you to walk in his wisdom, that those things can begin to happen in your life right now. All right. You need an envelope for your giving. Lift your hand. Usher down now. Man, how'd you keep doing that? Man brought me $1,000 check. He said, a repentance seat. I opened my mouth. I said something I shouldn't have said. Yeah. He said he hadn't been restful. So he just won't get it straight. He know better. He said, yeah, I know better. When you know better, you got to do better, right?
Yes.
Amen. All right, you need an envelope? Let's do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go over those notes. Listen to them. Read those scriptures yourself. Let the Holy Ghost talk to you. Because if you don't have the fear of the Lord, you're going to fear man. Are you going to feel your situation? Tell somebody, I ain't going to hell. So don't even try to bluff me with no hell. I ain't going to no hell. I ain't going. God, forgive me. I done messed up, but God going to forgive me. I ain't going to hell. You know, so you don't have to keep that hanging over people's heads. You going to hell, you. No, God love you. I got to preach to you and teach you until you repent. You see what I'm saying? You ain't going to scare yourself, church. Serving God because you're scared. You made a mistake. That's what he's about. To help you through that mistake. Who in you have made a mistake? Who in you don't need the mercy and the love of God? Who in you can point a finger at somebody else? Not a one of us. Oh. You got it? Y'all ready? Sorry, I'm going to get y'all out a little early tonight. Lord, let the money flow in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let it flow, yeah, man. Let the money flow. See, you don't have to say much when you're in the spirit. Huh? If you can pray 2 or 3 hours, they can't do no more than what I said just now. Because the Holy Ghost gave me inspiration, but let the money flow. Now, you catch on now. Tomorrow. Yeah, you say it. Let the money flow. You didn't say where it was coming from, did you? Just let it flow. Lord, let the money flow. Say it. That's all you got to do. Well, Lord, do what? Let the money flow.
Let the money flow.
The money just keep on flowing.
Money just keep on flowing.
To me.